وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. My dear brother, I believe that you need to correct yourself regarding how you're supposed to make da'wah in general, especially to your parents. You need to realize yourself, you need to realize your border, my dear brother. You are not a judge, you are not Amir, you are not their parents, you are not Waliyul Amr, no. You are not a person who's supposed to control them and be in charge of them, no. Either to your parents or to the general Muslims, no. Our mission is to deliver the guidance, to clarify it with the best way that we can. As how Allah Jalla wa'ala described the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla when he said, وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. The mission of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is to deliver the guidance with a clear way. وقال الله عز وجل وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ. It's not your job to control them. So my dear brother, that is your border. To keep insisting always on them, pushing them hard toward what you want them to do. Especially if you didn't clarify it with the best and the nice way from the beginning. That is really, brother, actually it's a way to make them far from the guidance, not to make them close and understand it. What I want to say to you, my brother, is you need to realize the way of you making da'wah to the general Muslims, which majority of them, the origin is Muslim, supposed to be with a soft way, with the clear, wise, knowledgeable soft way. Whom write these four descriptions. The way of making da'wah for the general Muslim supposed to be with the clear, soft, wise, clear, soft, wise, knowledgeable way. Then if the situation, any situation here, and they need for me to be a bit hard or to be hard according to how is it, no problem. But the origin is supposed to be soft, knowledgeable, wise. This is how we're supposed to be. That's how Allah Azza said in the Quran Kareem. يقول الله تعالى في حق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم. As a mercy from Allah تعالى to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah make you merciful. Person who have a mercy, soft. ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم. And if he was rude, they will run away from you and from the guidance that you have it in your hands. And imagine, this is a coming to the most knowledgeable man among the humankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your knowledge and for you to be on the truth is not enough until you deliver it with the correct way as how Allah described. Don't think that because you have the truth, suppose everybody to follow you. That's not correct. Because for you to have the truth, you're supposed to deliver it with the correct way. So you put the hujja on them. Not just for you to have the knowledge and the truth only. Because for the correct delivering for the truth is part of it. Means when you have the truth and you deliver it with the wrong way, you are mixing your truth with false also. So you need to be careful what you have to do with your parents, especially your parents. The parents, they have specific way to deal with, not like the common people, because they have more rights on you than others people. Imagine your parents, you cannot push them hard toward what you want. You cannot always insist on them. What about raising your voice? What about go and break their things which they don't understand properly yet? And you are speaking about your parents which they are actually converted. You need to be with them extra careful also. Take it easy, my brother. You need to realize, have a lot of people who they have a truth, but because their wrong way of delivering, they make people run away from the truth that they have. And you know what? They will be blamed because of that if Allah didn't forgive them. That's how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُنَفِّرِينَ. All people, some of you are a reason for people to run away from the truth. Reason means you are responsible for it and you will be charged with it. You said they didn't change much regarding the TV. They already converted to Islam. Say Alhamdulillah, this already is a major changing in them. They need to be so appreciated for it. And if you want your parents to be complete and perfect from in terms of all kind of issues, that is impossible, my dear brother. You understand? The guidance is supposed to be delivered to them step by step, according to the situation, according to their knowledge, according to who you are and your quality, according to a lot of situations. This is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deliver the guidance to the people step by step, because it's the way how the Quran been sent to us down to the earth. قال الله عز وجل وقالوا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة. There is believers, they keep claiming, why the Quran didn't come in one shot like that? Why keep coming slowly one by one, rule by a rule, something by something? So Allah عز وجل said كذلك لنثبت به فؤاد. This is the reason to make you firm in it. So if you want to make them firm in terms of Islam and its rules, you need to deliver it to them slowly and slowly and patient with that. This for the general Muslim. What about your converted parents? My dear brother, take it easy with them, please. And if you are unqualified to deliver the guidance to them, please leave the job for those who are qualified around you. Otherwise, go and learn the correct way to deliver the da'wah to your parents so you apply it with the right way. Wafaqakallah.